Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Pedagodzilla podcast. We are currently on tour and we are live at the OU Library for the LDS Link event. We're going to be talking to colleagues at the OU about a book that they've read and what they've learned from that book. And just before I kind of continue with this, I'm going to play familiar intro music for you. So like I say, I'm with a colleague of mine here at the library, and that's Natasha Huckle, who I've worked with for many years. So Natasha, would you like to tell us what you do here at the Open University?
Hi, Mark. Yes, I'm Senior Learning Designer, and I work primarily on FBL, with the FBL faculty.
Thanks, Natasha. It's great to have you here. And like I say, this is just like a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Whilst we're in the library, we're going to be asking you about a specific book. And I know you're a big reader, so this will be just great for you. So the first question I'm going to ask you is this. If there was a book that you could totally forget about because you wanted to read it for the first time, what would that book be?
My favourite is probably The Little Prince and also Jane Eyre.
Okay, so out of those two, what would your preference be?
The Little Prince. That's got to be my favourite.
So can you tell us why that is?
I think it's written very simply. It's got loads of like moral tales throughout, and it's written from the point of view, like it can be a children's book or an adult's book, but yeah. It means more properly when you're an adult.
Yeah.
But it teaches a lot of moral lessons, and it's quite sad. Oh. But at the end, I won't give it away. Yeah.
Thanks, Natasha.
That's been my favourite since I was very small. So
it's always good to have like a favourite book, isn't it? And I think it depends on where you are in your history sometimes, doesn't it?
Yes.
In terms of the book that you kind of choose. But it's quite interesting that you've said it's a book that spans childhood and adulthood.
Yeah, and there have been a lot of other books that could be my favourite, but it's so hard to let go of that first one.
It totally is. And we've got some other questions to ask you. So what is the best thing you've ever learned from a book?
The best thing I've ever learned? Compassion.
So what book taught you that?
Part of that was, it started with The Little Prince partly, but I tend to read a lot of books with moral tales and books about people's lives. And I love reading about where people have shown kindness and generosity or fought for a particular cause. And I think that's something we need to remember in today's time.
So why do you think that's so important?
I think the world is quite divisive at the moment. I think you might agree. I think we need to recognise courage and compassion, kindness, and being able to live together despite the fact that we might have differences.
So is there like a book that's really taught you that idea of compassion and human kindness? And how did it do that? So how was it able to teach you that?
So the book I'm reading at the moment is Profiles in Courage, which is by JFK. And that is looking at, this is more of a political level, but it's more about people in politics who have risked everything to stand up for what they believe in. Quite often compassionate causes and trying to bring people together.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. I know you're really interested in politics, aren't you? In rhetoric and, you know, and campaign trails and things.
Yeah, so yeah.
I think also, why or how do you think that books can support or facilitate learning? And you've been quite specific about that idea of human kindness and compassion. How do books teach that?
Through stories, I think. Stories and experiences. And I think that when you're reading a book, you're kind of lost in a different world. Then when you've got a really good narrative, you can see how that narrative plays out. So what happens at the beginning as it moves through, all the barriers and hurdles that you have to go through and how you solve that, and then coming out with a conclusion, which might not actually be a conclusion, it might be leading you to a new trial. But I think that kind of moral narrative is really important. And I think having a narrative helps you to learn, because you can remember that more clearly. You can remember the story. You can remember what you've learned.
I think also it's quite interesting you talk about that, because we've been talking at the OU a lot about storytelling and education and bringing learners into that story. And I think like when you're in that kind of storytelling narrative, you become like an active participant. You feel the things that characters feel. You feel like you're actually going through those scenarios yourself. And you start processing, well, what would I do in that situation? And how would I learn from this experience? Or how would I apply that kind of information, that knowledge, to a scenario that I've learned from here? Do you kind of feel that that's like the power of stories?
Yeah. whether it you can see yourself in it, you always do, but also when you're building your characters within your story and letting them tell that story, I think it's a really people sometimes think they can't be creative, but they can tell stories and they can follow stories and they can get involved in stories. So I think it's massive, and I'm glad it's growing within education.
It makes kind of sense for us here at the Open University, because we are open and we do kind of want to bring everybody in, and we want to acknowledge that people come in with their own stories, their own histories, and they can bring that to their learning experience to personalise the learning that they're having. So it does make sense at this time to us, because we're trying to design our courses with storytelling in mind a bit more, aren't we?
Yeah, looking at that storytelling and that narrative, it just helps with the flow of what you're learning. It helps you to understand a bit better. And storytelling actually helps you to build on your skills and your knowledge as you go through it in a way that you understand.
Totally, yeah, I totally agree with that. Natasha, here we are at the Link event. So I'm just going to ask you our last question here. So what has been the highlight of your day here at the Link event so far?
It's only 11 o'clock. But I think seeing the joy in the room today, wherever you look, people are smiling, they're interested, and they're really engaged. And it's just nice to see people again in real life.
Brilliant. Well, thanks everybody for listening to our podcast here. You can find all of our recordings from this event at pedagodzilla.com. And if you work at the OU, there will be an LDS link on our intranet page here. What I want to do lastly is thank Natasha for being so open about your book and what you've learned from your book, and just to say goodbye from the LDS link event. Okay, everybody here, we're just doing a footnote to our podcast with Natasha from the OU, and I'm going to ask Natasha what book you are reading currently.
So the book I'm reading at the moment is called Nexus, and it's by Yuval Noah Harari, who I believe was Barack Obama's favourite historian. Nexus looks at information networks and how they've made and unmade our world. That was the kind of subtitly bit there, but it goes back into civilization way back, and he tells about how networks have always existed. So way back when, we started with stories and we got together around those stories, and then we had books, and books helped to spread knowledge further. And then we had the internet, which of course now provides like a whole wealth of information that we have to wade through, and it can lead to all kinds of problems. Algorithms then came in, and they learn all about us and our secrets and what we do and how we do it. And the book is moving towards AI. So what will that do? What will AI do? We don't know yet. But we can look back at those experiences from storytelling through to algorithms of today and AI that we're just starting to look at how to use and to regulate. So, yeah.
So what are the current dangers then? Because, of course, you know, we're now working with AI. We live in an AI society. It's informing a lot of the work we do. At this point where we're kind of considering how we bring AI into learning, whether we should be bringing AI into learning, which, of course, you know, we should, but how we should be doing it. Are there any dangers or pitfalls then that the book is reminding us to be aware of?
So I think the first lesson is that AI isn't going to go away. We can't suddenly now say, it's like the internet. The internet was there, it was never going to go away. We weren't that prepared for it in terms of how to use it and regulation. We didn't know, well, there were warnings, but we didn't know where it was going to go. So there's a good and a bad side, a light and a dark side to everything. But we need to accept that AI isn't going to go away. So in education, I think what we need to establish is how can AI be used for the good? You know, how can we mould that space where we can use AI not for anything bad, but how can we use it to help people to learn? How can we use it to help with our storytelling? How can we use it to maybe spark off that wonderful thought that you might not have reached yet? So, yeah, I think we need to be looking at that. And, of course, regulation. We need to look at how to regulate AI so that we don't fall over to the dark side. But I think knowledge about what it can do, and knowledge about the dangers, knowledge, but also knowledge about how how it can help people, and knowledge about the good of AI as well, I think, is important.
Yeah, thanks, Natasha. I think that's really important as we move forward in our use of AI. And of course, you know, we're going to be having more conversations and debates about that and thinking about how we bring that into our course design.
So I think, as learners or the people that are helping you to learn, is how can you harness it? How can you harness AI to help you to succeed?
Thank you, Natasha. That was great. And as I've said, you can catch that podcast and all of our other podcasts on pedagogzilla.com. And there will be a link to our Intranet LDS site as well. So thank you once again, Natasha, for joining us at the podcast feed.